are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And our guests work in various professions of show business, and they're at different stages of their careers. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down and look for a graphic of our show, Question Reality, and you click the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page, and that is where you view the list of all of our past guests. And our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section and also on Stitcher.com. Just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there we are from 2008. Till today. And if you want to check out our future guests, now that's a totally different website. That's our official website. So you have to go to questionrealityradioshow.com. And that has all of our guests all the way up. I think, oh my goodness, you know how we are. We're booked 6 months to a year in advance. I had to stop. So we stopped booking for July, but I'm going to start booking again in March. So send me an email, or if you know someone that works professionally in the entertainment industry and you think it would be a great promotion of their career or business or CDs, whatever they have, if they're professionally working in the industry, I want them on the show. All right. So, by the way, I am just starting to incorporate this, and I hate to do it, but my husband will kill me if I don't bring this up. He discovered that on Amazon.com, you can put the link from Amazon and become like an Amazon.com associate. And if you put the link on your website, every time you go to order something, if you click the link on our website, we get money. So he's like, we need money to help. Any money that comes, I'm like, oh my God, that's so tacky. He's like, no, it's not. Tom Likas does it. All of the people on internet radio do it. So I have to do it. So if you enjoy listening to our show and you believe in our goal to inspire, motivate, and educate people on what it takes to pursue, on how to pursue a successful career in entertainment, please consider helping to support our efforts by going to our website. Again, the Question Reality Radio Show.com website, not the LA Talk Radio. They don't need money. I think they have tons of money. They're millionaires over there. Question Reality Radio Show.com, and click on our Amazon.com link to order all of your Amazon products. Now, this will really help us so much with our ongoing financial efforts to keep the show on the air, because it's expensive to run the show. It's expensive to do anything. So again, we thank you so much in advance. My husband will be so happy for announcing this. I can't guarantee I'm going to do this every week, but he's like, every week. Oh my Lord. Okay. So now that tacky stuff is done, we have a fantastic guest for you today, like we do every week. I'm so happy to have this gorgeous, beautiful lady on the show. Her name is Amy Linden, and she's an international booking coach, and she's an author and a multi-award-winning actress and a filmmaker. So we are getting a hot commodity today. Definitely you need to go to my show and click on my Amazon link now, because we've got people on the show like her who's going to give you the advice to make it happen in your career. Now, I want you to go to her website and check her out. Write this down, amylinden.com, AmyLyndon.com, amylinden.com. And she also has another website. It's called The Linden Technique. Just like it's spelled, just like I said it, THELYNDONTECHNIQUE, Linden Technique. And then also there's another website which focuses more on the business side. It's TLTAccess.com, TLTAccess.com. And also, if you want to check out her book, which is called The 15 Guideline Map to Booking, it's a handbook, and she also has lecture CDs. They're on Amazon.com. Oh, perfect. Now, that is a – that wasn't even planned. That's a perfect tie in there. All right, so you have to go to questionrealityradioshow.com and click on the Amazon link to get Amy's lecture CDs. I couldn't have planned that better myself. I didn't even think about that. So that would be the lindentechnique.com to get all of your lecture CDs, the handbook, everything over on Amazon. So, and you'll be giving us money to keep bringing people on the show to help everybody achieve their career goal. So now let me tell you a little bit about Amy. She's one of the hottest top celebrity booking coaches. And Amy believes it's not just about coaching students how to act, but also teaching them how to be business people and get booked. And that was why I was so excited when Steve told me that he was bringing her on the show, because you know that I stress the business aspect more than anything. Yeah, acting teacher, acting coach, blah, blah, blah. But what are you going to do with your money when you get it? How are you going to keep it? How are you going to invest it? You need to save it. And I believe that she probably incorporates some of these lessons in her classes. So hopefully we'll talk about that today. She was also a personal manager for 9 years and has been an international booking coach for close to 20 years. She created the Linden Technique and wrote the book, again, a 15 guideline map to booking. And some of her success stories include Adam Brody from The OC, Denise Vazzi from Single Ladies, Nadine Velasquez, Major Crimes, and daytime Emmy Award winner Crystal Khalil from The Young and the Restless. Now, Amy's also currently working with Taylor Armstrong, who, if you're my friend, you know I am obsessed with The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And she is working with Taylor Armstrong. And I love, 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 like triple love Taylor Armstrong. And I definitely need to ask her about that during the show. So she has Amy has over 40 films to her credit, and she starred in over 30 television shows, and she's appeared on stage doing both stand-up comedy and theater. So without further ado, oh my God, Amy, what's going on? Look at all these credits. My God, you're so accomplished. I don't feel worthy.
That's awesome.
Wow, you are a winner. Winning.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you. What is the Gordon Gekko says, money doesn't sleep, you know?
Oh, but I tell you, I am suffering from a cold, and I want to apologize if I happen to cough in your ear. I apologize. I am just on my deathbed over here. But my husband actually let me get away with doing the show today. I had a fever the other day, and I've just been feeling so bad. But I said, there's no way that I wouldn't bring Amy Linden on the show, because I love everything you stand for. You have been in the business for a very long time. But I want to get back to a question that I usually ask all of my guests, because people like to know, what did you want to do back in the day when Amy Linden was a little girl? What did she want to do or be as a child? What did you see yourself being or doing when you grew up?
Well, to tell you the truth, I've always wanted to be an actress ever since I'm 10 years old. So I have actually been acting since I'm 10.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so and a lot of people out there, if you are like me and you wanted to act since you're a little girl, or if you are still in your teens and you're in high school, and I would say get involved in anything that you can get involved in just because you love to act. So you should just get out there and do it.
Yeah, especially if you're in school, volunteer for the school plays. I mean, that's the very least you can do. Sometimes we don't have, obviously your parents were very supportive of your entertainment desires, but a lot
of times they didn't take me anywhere. No.
Oh.
I wasn't a Hollywood actress, where I coach Hollywood actors every single day, where the parents came out to Hollywood to help make their kids' career happen. When I was a senior in high school, I was able to go on the train and go into New York City and train at the Neighborhood Playhouse. But like most kids, I wasn't. My parents didn't take me anywhere to audition, so I had to do it myself.
Oh, so how did you do it? You said you've been acting since you were 10. Are you talking about like in
school
things?
Right. So I was like, okay. I was on stage and I did whatever I could to perform for hospitals, for events. Like, and I went to camp and I performed in camp. And then I went to New York City and studied in New York City. And then I went to Syracuse University and came out with a Bachelor of Fine Arts in drama. And then came out here.
Now, what are you? What were some of the non-entertainment industry jobs did you have, and how do you feel that they helped you decide to pursue a career in show business? Like, absolutely, because everybody has doubts. You know, sometimes the money is not there when you're starting out pursuing a career in acting. So sometimes you may be tempted to take a full-time job or take a part-time job doing something other than acting. What were some of those jobs and what made you decide, you know what, that's the last time I'm going to try to sell an encyclopedia or a light bulb? What? I'm just going
full
force. Yeah.
Well, you know what the thing is that I think everything that we do in our lives contribute to where we are right now. So I'm not one of those people that have looked back on time that I have spent, let's say, working in the Amway business or working building my management company or creating a film and or like spending my whole savings account on a movie that I just had to make. And I've worked in sales. I've worked selling toner to a supposed broken down truck that was in your neighborhood. you know, and I quit that because it was a lie. But any kind of job that I had ever done has contributed to what I'm doing now.
I absolutely agree with you because back in college, I was in it is called a business co-op program. So for part of our credit, we had to go and work for credit at various companies. So I sold light bulbs. I sold encyclopedias. I sold magazines door to door. I was at some – I was in Egg Harbor, New Jersey, walking in a pair of stiletto heels up this farm, and I got electrocuted when I bent over to pick up the all of those jobs, I felt all that rejection was really preparatory in my life because now rejection doesn't bother me at all. But to me, a no is a yes in disguise after hauling a big vacuum cleaner up a hill, right?
I like that, and it builds character. It really does.
Yes. Yes, because if you don't have a lot of rejection, you're going to be really sensitive when you come out here as an actor and you get rejected 15 times in a week. So I say embrace your rejections. Embrace the no's. Am I right? Why not?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What was your first job working in show business and how did you get the position?
My first job was working opposite Andy Garcia in a movie called A Night in Heaven. It was his first job, too, which was very exciting. And, you know,
was exciting working opposite him. He's a total hottie. How'd you contain yourself?
Yeah, and it was great to watch him work, too, because he came from the theater as well as you did. And in between the times that they were not getting to us, he was reading plays. And so I found it very exciting to watch him when I was really young and brand new out here. And I got my SAG card out of that movie. But today I don't advise people to get their SAG card right away.
Right.
I think it was a big mistake for me back in the day, because there's so many really great films that you can star in and that are non-union. So if you get your SAG card and you don't have a lot of credits, it's really difficult to get a big job.
Oh, my God. See, I think we are just so on the same wavelength, because I tell people constantly, everybody who comes off the bus here who wants to be an actor, their dream is to get their SAG card. It's sort of like they think they're winning the Oscar. But what they don't realize is there's so much work out here for non-union people. And if you're just starting acting, you really need to get the experience. And some of these non-acting commercials, as well as film projects, they pay really good money. They really do.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you
do.
Really need the experience. And if you get, say, I don't know if there's, you'd know more than I would if they're still on that three credit thing where you get three, the Taft-Hartley. I don't know if they still do that, but
people, they still do that.
That's terrible. But they do that to these people who come out and they're background actors, and then they end up getting their SAG card, and they beg, borrow, and steal to get their SAG card, and then nothing happens with their. They can't do all the good union jobs, and they're not experienced enough to get the SAG jobs, even though they may be lucky to go out on audition. So, I'm so with you, Amy, in telling people, please don't rush out here and get your SAG card, because you
want to. Yeah, and you know what? It just, I feel a lot of people get upset because they don't feel legitimate unless they have it, and it's really not true.
Right.
And there's a lot of really great product right now happening on the internet as well. You can get a web series, and you know, and a lot of big producers and directors are going to the web to put together product, because let's say they're great in a comedy and they're accomplished in comedy, that doesn't mean they could get a 1-hour episodic show made on television, so they have to prove themselves like everybody else. So a lot of really great product is on the web right now.
Absolutely. And believe it or not, people, a lot of actors who rush to get their SAG card, they end up going financial core and working non-union jobs because there's so much work. Non-union jobs.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it's really true. There's a time and a place for everything. And when you've built your credits, and so it looks like you've got, like, on-the-job training, so to speak, and you've put together a really great reel, and you become a comprehensive package, then it makes sense to bring your package to an agent, then go after your SAG card.
Exactly. And believe me, when you're ready to be SAG, like a booking really really meaty projects, the agents will come to you. They'll find you because the word will spread about your acting talent. So that's when you know.
When I was a manager, my biggest thing that I used to tell my clients all the time is go out on anything and everything. And I tell my students that too. Just become a booking machine. And after a while, they get tired of looking at you and give you a show. And I've seen it time and time again. And, you know, you got to learn how to work the room. A lot of people stay in class too long. They need to get out there and learn how to work a room and learn how to book a job. Doesn't mean you have to take the job, but you need to learn how to book it. And
that's
because booking and acting are completely different.
It's true. It's a whole art form just to book the job. You may have the talent, but there could be five other people who have the same talent. But how are you going to push the edge and get them to book you? So,
I would say it's a quarter of my series regulars that I have on shows right now never trained in anything else but my technique. You don't need to, not to put down Juilliard or Yale. I mean, they're wonderful schools, but just because you don't go there doesn't mean that you're not great. And so I don't like people to think that they're less than just because they didn't go to a big university, or because they don't have a lot of training, or just because they don't have a lot of credit. It doesn't mean you're less of an actor.
Absolutely. Now, for people who don't understand, who may not be, who may be thinking about becoming an actor, and what, and they don't know the difference, can you explain to the audience the difference between an acting teacher and a booking coach?
Well, I actually coined the phrase, to tell you the God's honest truth. I'm like a Russian skating coach. My job is to teach you how to pop in the room. And so it's sort of like a precision driver. It's sort of like, what's the difference between a gold medalist and a bronze? It's just precision. And so I teach people how to understand what the writer is really saying and how to tell the best story. And basically how to comprehend the story the best and to go with where the writer is telling them to go and not making these vast choices, but really going all the way with what it is that they're really reading.
And
so my job as a coach is to teach them how to book.
Okay. So the acting teacher doesn't focus as much on that. They're more about techniques.
They're more about emotions, you know. Okay. And I think in order to be a great actor, you need to be an emotional technician.
Right.
And you have to know where everything is for you, because if you're technically perfect, you're not going to get the job. So it's not about having a great technical cold read. It's about representing the character, which is the emotions of the character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I tell people to create an emotional journal, because you're basically a walking, talking emotional machine, really. And you funnel the writer through you. So you have to know where your feelings are in order to feel the deepest, because you don't want to leave the window open for somebody to take your job.
Absolutely. Now, beside what you just said briefly about being a booking coach, what are some of the other duties and responsibilities of being a booking coach? Like, what do you feel are your duties and responsibilities to your client?
Well, I do a couple of things. Like, I see about 90 students a week, half of which are in class on Monday and Wednesday nights. And their goal is to book their job on the first take using my 15 guideline technique that I created. And the other portion of my clients come to me for career consultations. So I talk to them about their photos to make sure that they're representing properly, because you can be in on all the wrong jobs if you don't have the right photos.
Absolutely.
So we talk a lot about what the essence of who you are and what is it that you play and what have you played in the past, and making sure that their resume is up to industry standards and that they put together a demo reel that represent them properly, that looks like something that would be on television. Mm. Agents and managers don't make money on film. They make money on television.
Mm-hmm.
So I help them create a comprehensive package. At the same time, I teach them how to book when they get in the room.
Well,
I coach them.
Yeah. Again, you're just touching every single thing that I want to talk about. I constantly tell people, branding, know your brand. A lot of times, actors have these headshots, and they go and spend $700-$800 and up on these headshots, and they take pictures of who they think they should be, and they don't understand what their brand is. So they completely miss the mark when they're sending out their headshots, or the headshots are being looked at, because...
Well, yeah, I mean, we live, you know, let me put it to you in a logical terms, because I'm very logical about it. We live in a snapshot society, okay? Texting, everything is like short form. So if an agent or a manager can't get a hit on you, then you'll fall into development. And so that's why you have to watch a lot of television and figure out where you fit on television and who has your job.
Right. Right. Oh, that's so important. And another thing, can we talk about the Photoshop people? Oh, my God, they spend so much money on Photoshopping their pictures, and then they go in and they don't look anything like it. They look like they're doing a workout video from 1982 in their pictures, and then they go in and then they're looking like they should have auditioned for the Golden Girls. How can we stop or make these actors understand that they need to go a little bit more natural and cut down on the Photoshop. I mean, if you feel the same way I do, I don't know.
Well, I think, in all honesty, if you're with the right photographer, you won't need Photoshop.
That's a good point.
So let's just start there, okay? And an artist needs to understand that what they're selling, that line that you have on your face or whatever that imperfection is, could actually be where your series is, could actually be where your stardom is, because it's all about individuality. I mean, the people that, like, for instance, when we go to see a movie, we go to see, let's say, I go to see a Denzel Washington movie because I want to see Denzel, right?
Right.
Because of who he is and what he represents. And so actors will stop airbrushing to a fault when they realize that the very imperfection is really what's going to create interest.
Absolutely. And I think that is, I think that as you become older in this business, you feel that you have to hide those imperfections because you have to compete with the younger actresses. But there is a place for everyone in this business, and there's a lid for every pot. So just go with what you look like, because once you get in there, if you don't look like you do in the picture, there are going to be some problems. You're not going to book the job most likely anyway. So there you go. Now, what are some of the pros, because I got emails after I announced you were being in the show, and a lot of people are like, booking coach, what does a booking coach do? Oh, I like that job. Oh, how do you become a booking coach? So I wrote the question, what are some of the pros and cons of being a booking coach?
Well, I take people who already have, who already know how to act. I'm not teaching them how to act. I'm teaching them how to go in and get a job, okay? And I created a technique to help them do that. Like, for instance, guideline number one is what is the scene about, you know? And then guideline number two is make sure your opening motion is strong, otherwise you're going to pick up the energy in the room. A lot of reasons why somebody doesn't get a job has nothing to do with their acting, has everything to do with judgment. And so I created a technique because I was freaked out in the room when I got out here. I had a lot of training, but I couldn't book. The technique is built to insulate you so you can actually create and be that character and not pick up the energy from the people that are reading with you. There's also a guideline number 10, which is how do I hear what the other person says from my point of view, so you don't pick up how a casting director reads. Because the casting director is not supposed to be acting with you. They're supposed to just be reading so they can see you act. And a lot of actors don't get a job because of that.
Yeah, so, it throws you off.
Yeah.
It throws you off. It's totally.
And then they get mad as if somebody's doing something bad towards you. But it's not about that, you know?
Right.
So the technique was built to teach you how to insulate your own instrument and your talent and not let other things throw you off. And
now,
so you actually could go in and book a job.
Do any of those tips you give deal also with, say, the beginning actor who is lucky enough to get an audition, walks in and there's 10 people sitting at a table or 7 people? Do you help kind of help them with their nerves and what they need to do?
If their opening emotion is strong, if they create the room into the environment of the scene rather than walking into an office, they're actually walking into the scene, wherever the scene is. Like, let's say the scene is they're on a porch and they're overlooking a meadow. Well, they'll see some cows, they'll see some trees. And so the people in the room become that as opposed to breathing people that are going to decide your fate. Mm. And so you create a strong illusion for yourself. So you take your career back from the decision makers and you come in as the artist. And you paint the picture. You paint the picture for you, not for them. A lot of people lose a job because they're too busy thinking about what they are looking for. It needs to be about what you are bringing.
That's very good. Yeah, that's very terrifying, and I can personally attest to that. Because I went into an audition. I came out here actually to be a director and producer, which you know I'm doing. But once in a while, I thought, you know, how am I going to do this unless I go out there and do some acting stuff? I mean, I really want to know, you know, what the actor does in film and television, because I know what it's like to be an actor in community theater, and I will never forget. I went to an audition and for True Blood when it first came out, and Alan Ball was sitting like 2 feet away from me, and there were 10 people in the room. I nearly had a severe anxiety and panic attack. I mean, I just
Your homework, whatever homework you did on your scene, wasn't strong enough because you had holes in your homework enough that you weren't busy. You were busy thinking about them, or you're busy thinking, I'm feeling their energy. You weren't busy feeling what the character's supposed to be feeling, or understanding what you're supposed to be saying, or fully involved with how with the environment. So you weren't busy enough, so you left the holes open for all that to come in.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I'm so glad that you can help actors with that, because that is one of the terrors going to those auditions. Now,
my job is to help you create a seamless performance, so when you come out, you had a great experience, you know, and then you're in the car and you're not in the car saying, oh my God, I did an awful job, and you have a better audition in the car on the way home than you did in the room, you know. My job is to get you to a place where you do great homework.
And you learn what you should and shouldn't be doing with
yourself. Yeah, I teach you what to do, to do it. You understand?
Yeah, I love that. Now, how does one become a booking coach? I guess, are there different routes for you? You were a personal manager for many years. You have the experience of being an actress. That sounds like a logical way to become a booking coach, but do you need education, or what education or experience do you need to become a booking coach, or to be considered a great booking coach such as yourself?
Well, you know, I've been doing it 20 years, and so I've been teaching this technique for 20 years. So, and I teach, I Skype coach. I Skype coached a girl in London, and she booked a job, and she was in South Africa shooting for 3 months.
Wow.
I just Skype coached a girl in New Orleans, and she's doing a miniseries. You know what I mean? So it's the technique that I created that creates the booking stats. So it's not like somebody wakes up and becomes a booking coach. Either you have a technique or you don't. It's just nobody has a technique. So I happen to have created one.
So with you being having the experience that you have, how do you select your clientele?
Well,
I mean, if I'm a beginning actor, hey, Amy Linden, I just got off the Greyhound and I want to go to some auditions. Are you going to say, well, you know what? You need to go to a couple acting classes first. You need to
I sit them down and I teach them a technique. And then when they're ready, I throw them in the advanced classes.
Ah, okay.
No, I literally teach them the technique, like I told you.
So you're not going to
my clients have never taken an acting class.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're only doing the technique. Like Crystal Khalil, who won an Emmy, she never really took an acting class. I think maybe she took maybe one or two, but not really. Like, I coached her on her screen test. You know, I like Denise Fossey on Single Ladies. I worked with her on her screen test. I'm a booking coach.
Mm-hmm.
I teach you how to get a job.
So so basically anyone who needs your help could hire you to help them. Say they get an audition for next week, they could call you up. Hey, Amy, I just got...
Yeah, that's usually how it works. They just call up and they make an appointment. That's usually how it works.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, and if they're qualified, they get in class. Like, if you're qualified, meaning you have IMDb credits, you were sent by a reputable agent or manager, because I have a lot of agents and managers that send me people, and I also help people get agents, because the same people that send me people, I send people to them. It's, you know how it is.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds great. So there's some advice right there. Now, what can a client a new client, I don't know if you call them clients or actors. I say client because it's I'm more corporate business world. But what can a new client or actor expect from you, say, if they continue being with you in 1 year? What do you feel?
You know what? I always say to clients, I'll go as fast as you go. There's I'll tell you this. If you want it, if you really, really want it, I will tell you exactly what to do to get it. But I will tell you that maybe a quarter of those people actually do that. And if they do that, they'll be working on national television within a year and a half.
Well, that's great.
You know, but they don't do it. They peter out because it's not a job that you go to. It's a career, and a career spans a lifetime, and you have to work it. And a lot of people get sidetracked because it's very seductive out here. But I will tell you exactly what you need to do when you come to me, exactly what you need to do to get to where you need to be.
Depending on your situation, you know, right? Do you – because I think that for the majority of people – there might be a majority of people who come to you who fit into the casting pool that is being cast now for the young shows, you know, the Vampire Diaries, the originals, you know, that sort of look. But do you take on clients that maybe are middle-aged women who may have acted a long time ago but then started a family and now want to get back into acting?
Yeah, I have a lot of those clients. I have clients all the way from 9 years old, actually seven, really. The kid on Dark Skies was mine, but I privately coached him. But from like 9 years old all the way up to 65, I have this woman that was she was a minister. She was 60 years old, and never learned how to act, and always wanted to. And then within a year and a half, she was on Southland.
Wow!
So I'm just saying that it's not about your age; it's about your focus.
Oh, great.
It's about whether or not you tell yourself, I'm really going to do this, and I'm not going to be a shoulda, coulda.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm really going to do this, and I'm not going to give myself an out, because a lot of people give themselves an out.
Now, what expectations do you express to your new clients or actors in the first year? Like, do you have expectation, like, if you're late three times or you don't...
I'm not managing anymore. I don't care. I'm not your mother. I'm your coach.
Okay.
If you don't show up, then that's your career. It's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I'm running
that's
with
right.
the wolves. Years ago, I mean, I learned years ago, I used to buy people's Amway kits, okay, because I wanted it more for them than they wanted it for themselves. And a lot of my managerial clients, same there. I wanted it more for them than they wanted it for themselves. Well, today, I don't need to do that. I want it for people who really want it, and
right.
I will be there with you, coaching you along the way, sort of like an Olympic coach, and that's how you need to be in this business. You're an Olympic actor. You have to be that.
Right. So,
and in order to make it, you have to think that, be that, and strive to work hard enough and smart enough to get there.
That's true. So I guess you don't give anyone the do's. You wouldn't give any advice for the do's and don'ts when working with a booking coach. It's just kind of common sense. If you want it, you're going to work for it. If you don't, you're not. So nothing
really. Exactly. Like I say to people in my class, like, they can leave when they're done with their scene in class. I say, I'm not your mother. Yeah, I'm not telling you. You don't have to stay and watch people. This isn't Kumbaya. Everybody claps for each other. You know, you don't need to watch anybody. You know, you
right.
can leave when you're done. You don't need to watch anybody. But if you want it, you'll stay. And that's it. So the people who want it stay.
Well, what, and this is a personal opinion, what characteristic traits do you think it takes to become an award-winning actor?
That's a really good question, because I talk about that a lot, actually. I think you need a tremendous amount of tenacity, a tremendous amount of ego, and there is a selfishness. And that's something I didn't have coming up, but I've learned it the older I got. And I do know that to be a fact for people who have made it and made it fast. They've had a very strong ego. They've had a very strong support system. So there's a lot of working out of stuff that you need to do to get to a place where you could sustain yourself and be able to put your career before everything else. And it's huge. I can't even tell you how huge it is. And I teach it because I didn't have it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I did work a lot, but I saw the opportunities that I blew because of other factors in my life that I shouldn't have let get in the way. So that's why I'm able to tell my students the stuff that I didn't do, you know, that I should have done.
Exactly. I know.
And then I see them make it.
I can relate to that. Now, beside working on the art of being an actor via classes, et cetera, headshots, la, 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 what do actors need to also be aware of on the business end, such as investing, saving, things like that? Because a lot of times actors just focus on the craft and they don't focus on the business. And I am one to stress, you need to know your business because you are a business. You're an entrepreneur. A lot of actors think of themselves as artists, and they don't focus on that, and then they end up having a lot of financial problems, and then they can't buy the headshots or take the classes. So it's a catch-22.
Yeah, it's very sad because just when they're about to break, they don't have the money. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
To do what it is that they're supposed to do. I created a business site called TLTAccess.com, and you guys can go on there and you can see 8 samples on the homepage. I just relaunched it and lowered the price because I think it needs to be for everybody.
Right.
But I firmly believe that if you don't understand it as a business, you're not going to make it.
Absolutely.
Everybody is like a small little corporation, really.
Yeah.
I mean, if Hayden Panettiere can have a bag and a shoe line, then why can't you?
Exactly. I mean, you got to think of yourself as the marketing department, the networking department, the sales department,
yes.
the account.
Yes.
You have to think like that because that is what you are. And if you don't have your hand in every single pot, there is the business is going to take you down. The business aspect is going to take you down.
I will tell you this. I do believe that if you come to this town, you need to come with a very big nest egg. And a nest egg, so because the first year is really just getting your feet wet.
Yes.
And the second year is development. And the third year is when you should be booking. And so you really need to, because what happens is that just when you're at the third year or the second half of the second year, a lot of people run out of money, and I was one of those people.
Absolutely.
You run out of money just when you're supposed to be working.
Right.
Because you set up everything to work, and then all of a sudden you run out of money, and then you're exhausted. And so you go to your auditions and you're exhausted.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. Every single time I say, please have at least a year's worth, if more, a year and a half, but at least a year to pay for your rent, the utilities, the food, and your classes and headshots. Don't come out here with $25 in your pocket. Now, I'm not saying that people haven't come out here and done it, made it, but those are very rare, really
rare. Well, if you want to make it fast. Okay,
yeah.
You can, and it's not to say that you have to do it this way. I'm just saying if you want to make it fast.
Yes, yeah. Now, that was my next question. What areas of business do you stress the actor learn or focus on in general? Like if you had to just give a couple things that they should focus on, you know, like as a beginning actor, you know, what should be their main focus in handling the business side of their career as a beginning actor?
Well, to tell you the truth, I have like, I don't know, like 45 lectures on that site. And and there's so many, there's like 150, 180 things on there, video lectures, video coaching. You can see me coach about 40 people. There's audio lectures on the business itself. There's lectures on the Linden technique. You can learn the technique on that site too. But I think it's all encompassing. I do believe that if you are smart about learning how to book commercials, then your commercials could actually finance your career.
Right.
Which I think is another smart way to go. Or if you don't want to do commercials, then get into as many films as possible. Don't become union right away, like we talked about earlier.
Oh, yes.
And start making money doing that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Getting a job in the industry itself.
Right.
Like on set, in a casting office, in an agency, and learning the business that way. It's really important to understand how so much has nothing to do with you.
Absolutely. That
and
is
it's
so
kind
true.
Of sad, but it's true. Like that's why on set they're like, oh, lighting ready, sound, and oh, the actor, are you ready? You know?
Right. Now, let's talk about the book. Okay, so if you want to look for it's called The 15 Guideline Map to Booking Handbook and Lecture, again, on Amazon.com. This is Amy Linden helping you. So she's got all these tips, everything we've talked about, because I can't even believe it seems like it's been 5 minutes we've been talking. It's already been 47
right?
minutes. We could do
well,
this
believe
for
it
like
or not,
six,
that book. That book, I have people in like Spain and Italy and all over the world. You don't need to meet me to read that book and book a job.
Right.
So it's not like I have to teach you the technique. I mean, the University of Kansas just ordered my book. They're teaching my technique there.
Oh,
so I'm just saying I don't need to be there. I mean, I'd like to, but I don't need to be there to teach you the technique. You can learn it on TLPAccess.com, and you can also read the book, and that will help you book a job.
Yes, and if you and as I stress and Amy stress, please learn the business side before you come out here, before you go anywhere, New York, wherever you go, please, because that is so important how you need to handle your business. And you can go right to her website, and that's tltaccess.com for the acting.
Yeah, they can go on the lindentechnique.com and get the book there too, but I'd rather they get it through your website, through Amazon.
Yes, thank you. Oh, you're the first person that's promoted my questionrealityradioshow.com and clicked
that's
on the Amazon
right.
link. That was so fortuitous. I can't even believe that worked in. Yes. Now, we also want to talk about what's exciting. What are some exciting things happening for you this year? Anything besides the exciting book and your websites? Anything?
Well, I mean, I'm still acting, too. Yesterday, I just finished up the pilot Teacher's Lounge. So that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Wait a minute. Does that sound familiar? That sounds so familiar. What is that on? Is that
it's an independent pilot. So, but it's a comedy pilot, and I realized as I was coming back from the set yesterday how much acting is still a part of who I am, and everybody needs balance in their life. And as much as I'm teaching the business and teaching actors and coaching them and blah blah blah, I'm still an actor. And so I felt such joy on my way back from the set yesterday. I was really smiling inside, and it felt really good.
Well, yeah, if you're going to teach it, it's good to get that little tingle that you get with acting. But I never forget a name or a face, and I think I know someone that because that has come up in recent conversation. So I think I know someone, but I can't remember who it is that also is working
on the show.
Yeah, I'll think.
Yeah,
I'll
cool.
remember it sooner or later. It'll be too
that's
late,
cool.
but I'll remember it.
yeah, you'll be in the shower. It'll happen.
I know.
When you're in the shower.
Damn! I got to email Amy. I know who it is. Okay, so I want to talk to you real quick about my love of Taylor Armstrong. She said you're currently working with her. She's from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I read, of course, in your bio that you're working with her. So does that mean that that's in like a capacity where you're going
to
be?
No, she her manager. Her manager sent her to me to teach her the technique, and just in case they were going to spin her out to some regular TV show.
Love it!
So she could be ready.
I was thinking she would be so great on a soap opera as a doctor,
yes, she
lawyer's
was.
Wife. Oh my
yeah,
God, she'd
she's
be
lovely.
Perfect.
She's a lovely person,
oh,
and but I've only worked with her a couple of times. She's not a full time client, so that I have to be upfront about that.
Well, with her,
but I will tell you, I adored her. I thought she was absolutely adorable. She's humble. She's just a real doll and very easy to teach. She's very smart.
Yeah, she just seems like I just love her so much.
She's
okay,
gorgeous.
So also I want to make sure I went on your websites and checked them out. I want to make sure you put our interview on your website today.
Oh, I will. I will.
Because I saw you. You're on every time I turn around. You were on Sheena Metal. You were on all. You're constantly booked for interviews and giving your advice all over the world. So I hope you put our show on. And I also hope everybody goes and checks out your website. Please order her book, The 15 Guideline Map to Booking Handbook and Lecture CDs. You can go to Amazon.com on my webpage, QuestionRealityRadioShow.com, and you'll be putting a little coin for our costs, and you'll be learning something from Amy London.
Yeah, if you send me a link, I'll be happy to post it everywhere.
Oh my God, Amy.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I tell you, we didn't even get through half of the questions, so I am going to beg Steve to have you back on the show maybe later on in the year during Christmas. Maybe you could give some, you know, Christmas tips or something for people.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that'll be about the time people are prepping for pilot season. So that'll be perfect for you to come back. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Amy.
Please thank you.
Say goodbye to your fans, Amy London.
Oh, you guys just get out there and do it. I'm telling you, if you've got a dream, just go for it. Just do it.
Absolutely. I mean, just take Nike's advice. Just do it. I think that's
I love
okay,
it.
So go to Amy's website. It's amylinden.com. Also, thelindentechnique.com and tltaccess.com. Woo! Amy, I think I'll be coming to you in the future. Woo! Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon. Bye!
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.